Life Unlimited with Stephanie Staples.
We are back and once again connecting with Stephanie Staples and your Life Unlimited. Stephanie, you were a nurse and then you changed your life when you found your calling as a motivational speaker. And I just love the story because it's your mission to help people so they can help people and themselves and even more. And it's so great to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I know you help people. You know, it's funny. We all kind of nurse in different ways, right? Most people help people in some way or another. We all just find our different specialties.
Kindness is so key to our mental health. Like, it's deeply connected. And the Mental Health Foundation of the UK, actually, research they've done shows that kindness is an antidote to isolation and creates that sense of belonging. And it helps reduce stress and brings a fresh perspective. In one of your latest blogs about, if you see nice, then say nice. And I really think that that is such a strong statement. Can you kind of walk us through what you mean by that?
I can just think of so many examples. I'm in line to the ferry terminal, and she's an older woman. She's got a super stylish haircut. And then I think to myself, that woman looks amazing with that haircut. And then I'm thinking to myself, like, why are you not telling her that? She can't read your mind, and me thinking that doesn't help her at all. So I turn around and I just said, that haircut looks amazing on you. And she goes, oh, thank you so much. She goes, this is natural, she says. And then we launch into a 10-minute conversation about her hair. So, you know, us thinking it is nice. Like, I think that's kind of the first step, is that you have that awareness that you notice something nice. Every time I do something nice or say something nice or, you know, act nice, I give myself a point. I don't give myself 20 points for doing something nicer. I just get a point.
You know, we always seem to feel that concern about being judged or, you know, what will people think? And I think it does play sometimes into our kindness because we're afraid it's not going to be taken the right way. We also can sometimes have the attitude, well, nobody does anything nice for me.
It's that whole Gandhi thing, right? Be the change you want to see in the world. But what I know is I feel better after I do it. How they respond is none of my business. If they respond wonderfully, that's a bonus.
So how do you keep it all in check?
Here's the thing, like, as with a lot of things, I have all these great intentions and I think I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But then, you know, life happens and you got stuff on your list. So what I did last year is I put a note on my calendar and it just says thank you at the end of every day. And so that is my trigger to reflect. So I pause for a moment. I just reflect on, like, who in my day made a bit of a difference to me? Who made my life a little bit easier? Who was kind to me? Who did I just appreciate being with? I would quite literally often say, hey, I'm just reflecting on my day and who made a positive difference to me. And today that was you. And I really appreciate that talking with you just always brightens my spirits, or just something that takes a minute out of my life to do that. And also because I didn't want to keep doing it to the same person over and over again, I started keeping a list. And I went back when I wrote this recent blog post and I counted. And there are hundreds of people. But the point of the whole story is, I think if I hadn't written it on my calendar, I probably wouldn't be near as regular about doing it. And even if it only happens 2 times a week or 3 times a week, that's still 2 or 3 times a week more than I would have done if I hadn't set this intention to do it.
The Canadian Mental Health Association advocates for that social connection because it can lower anxiety and it can reduce depression and it regulates our emotions. It can give us better self-esteem and empathy and all those incredible things, including improving our immune system, which is so key to our health, just by connecting and reaching out to someone and showing that kindness.
Well, and I think this is a beautiful way to reinforce that, because all that ties into your happiness level too, right? So the kindness and the connecting, they're just the perfect pair for each other.
They really are.
But even if you just pause, if that was your first step, at the end of the day, I'm just going to pause and reflect about who was a positive impact in my life or who made my day a little bit easier. If just that will elevate your mood, right?
Yes.
We want to start looking at this amazing what comes out. I mean, it's the opposite too. We start looking for crappy beep, then we're finding a lot of crappy beep. We don't have to look far to find that either, right? But which one serves you better?
Like how you do your own beep.
Beep.
For people who want to see nice, say nice, what are the key things that they should keep in mind?
Put something on your calendar, put a sticky note on your bathroom mirror, use a dry erase marker to write yourself a note to remind yourself. First, just reflect and notice what's happened in your day. And if you can do it, if you have a little bit of energy left to take a tiny bit of action on that, you will never regret it. I never have sent one and go, geez, I wish I didn't do that. No, you will be happy you did. Reminder, reflect, and then do.
Love it. Love it. And you're a perfect example of the nice, say nice stuff. Before we go, anything else you want to add?
Keep on living your life unlimited. Woo, it's way better that way.